Blog Talk Radio.
Jalito, what's up, yo? This is L. Rod Smith Day. And y'all are tuned in live to another show on our Talk Talks of America Radio. I'm your host, and tonight is October 25th, 2017 of the Gregorian calendar. And just like last night, I have here as a guest my brother Gavin Parler joining me tonight.
Peace, everybody.
Good to have him back on. And tonight's show is titled Matriarch versus Patriarch. Okay. And it's just we're gonna deal exactly with that. Like, what is a matriarch or what is a patriarch, and like, how is that applied to us as indigenous people? Got an article lined up to read. And as always on the show, I like to deal with etymology, the origin of words, so we can have an understanding of what the words mean. Because it always comes down to languages. Know what we're speaking, what are we saying, so we can have a better conversation.
Yeah, that's a good place to start, with the root.
Exactly.
And then you can grow from there. That's always the best place to start.
Right. So what is a matriarch? So I had a definition right here, right off the web. We can see what exactly is a matriarch. We have a better understanding. So everybody will be on the same page. Okay. A matriarch, the definition says a woman who is the head of a family or tribe, or an older woman who is powerful within a family or organization. And its origin comes from her or mother. Okay. So we're saying to mother.
Matter.
Right.
That's interesting. Your matter in the womb from your mother.
Exactly. So since we know the definition of matriarch now, let's see what the definition of patriarch is. Definition of patriarch is the male head of a family or tribe, or the male, a man who is the oldest and most venerable of a group. And that's origin of patriarch can be traced to patria, or to archis. Patria and archis meaning family ruling. That's interesting. It doesn't say father ruling. It says family ruling. Patri or patria, family, and then archis is ruling, family ruling. Now, you would expect patriarch to mean man ruling, but it says family. That's the etymology.
Or father.
Right.
But you can't have a father without a family.
Huh, exactly. Huh. Pretty deep. I didn't even look up the etymology until now. That's funny.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Something to think about.
Right.
And you also get your pattern, you know. Pattern, patriarch.
Paternal. Right.
Yep. You get that from your father. You usually get your spirit, or your, you know, the ways you act from your father.
Yeah, your traits.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Pattern and your matter.
Combine the two, you get that product, that end product, the child.
a family.
Family.
Very interesting.
Yes, indeed.
And that's another interesting note, you know.
What's
this
that?
Is about patriarchy and matriarchy, you know. Archy, or what do they say, arc, means to
arc.
Rule.
Right.
So you got arc, you know, to rule, and you have the family rules, you know. And you have when you're in the womb, we all start under one rule, you know, we're start as the matriarch.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And we all start as a female zygote, well, really a sexless being.
Embryo, yeah.
Which is
start as an embryo until, what is it, 3 weeks?
Yep.
Huh. And then that's when we start to form our male part. You know, that male organs and everything start to form.
Exactly.
Huh.
And the full development happens in 9 months.
Right. It's that nine, that complete spiral.
The spiral of the universe. It keeps
right.
on going.
It's deep.
The rule of the mother, matriarchy. Patriarchy is the rule of the family.
Exactly.
Very interesting. Because the family is the first civilization, you know. You got man, woman, and child.
Yeah, that Trinity.
The original civilization.
Right. Like kind of how that creation myth story began.
Exactly. The story of the universe, the sun, the moon, and the stars.
Right. That triangle or trine.
The three. And that's represented in the body, you know, because even with the family, that's the three. You have the man, woman, and child. That's the
right.
family. That's the basic family. So the
right.
family rule is the three.
Yeah. Wow.
And I guess what the mother's rule is the nine.
Oh yeah.
9 months to create a new being.
Exactly. That's the number of creation and completion.
No beginning.
Right.
And endings.
Exactly. Or you could say it's the end of a cycle. In the beginning of a new one.
Just like where we are right now. We're in a cycle right now.
Yeah.
In the midst of a patriarchal system that was foreign to the people here, coming to its end in the West.
Yeah, that's a good point. Rises and it's a cycle. Everything is a cycle. Rises and falls.
And there's always a balance in between. Because even if you look to the Egyptians, they talk about Hapi, the god Hapi.
Oh yeah.
And the god Hapi was basically, to sum it up, a hermaphrodite, but was not a man or a woman, but both.
Exactly.
Which represented the balance.
Hmm.
Just
I didn't know
like,
that.
Just like the brain is a representation of that. You got your left hemisphere, your right hemisphere.
Right.
Which one side is the masculine side, one side is the feminine side, like gender.
Exactly.
We all have both genders in us, but one side is more
utilized
apparent than the other.
Right.
And that's due to a number of things, from hormones in the body to hormones, chemicals in the air, all types of stuff.
Right, the food you eat, psychological disorders, and you know, subliminals and things of that nature. Like you said, yeah, it's also biological, you know, things that come into play too.
And it's all connected.
Yeah.
Still. Because even you got two hemispheres, but you got one brain.
Exactly.
That's one, two, and three.
Exactly.
Because they all function different separately, but all together, they function as something completely different and something better.
Right, it's like the mer, the tie, and the ba. And you get that, once you get that to start to go into harmony with each other, it comes to Merkaba, that golden vehicle of your soul, your spirit, and the physical.
Traveling. Have your traveling shoes on.
Yes.
As the old people would say.
Pretty neat.
Because without him, and that goes to, you know, the balance. Without one, there wouldn't be the other.
Oh, exactly. So it's all connected. It's like a pole, and there's negative and positive, but it's still on the same pole. It's just two extremes.
And at times they meet up, other times they go to their different extremes.
Right.
Which I think we're upon the cusp of a balance.
Oh yeah.
But it can't be forced.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Did you have any more notes?
Oh, no, I was going to read an article, this article that I have, but it's a few minutes left in the show. So I don't want to just take up all the time. I want to try to call some callers, get some callers in, see if anyone has any comments or questions. Let's see. Y'all have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. Time is now. The lines are open.
They're open and ready. What did you get out of the article when you read it?
Oh, that basically what I summed up is that, like I always suspected, the patriarch society is, you know, that's where the man and, or the men, you know, they have a higher status in that society, and they basically hold the power. And over time, this is like a recent happening where once he came to power, he pushed the matriarch society down, or the matriarch down, as always. Well, like what he did in America, he took that matriarch that was here and put her down and established his own patriarch and kind of flipped everything around. So he made whatever was good that the matriarch had created, he made that seem evil, or, you know, what you would, quote unquote, negative or low. And then he kind of, like he always does, flips the script.
Perverted what was the original intent of the practices and knowledge of the original people.
Matriarch. Yeah.
And they took the patriarchy to the extreme, if you want to put it on a pole.
Yeah, very much so.
And now it's out of control.
Rampant.
Like a cancer.
Yeah. Well, it seems nobody didn't call in. Speaking already for about 20 minutes, 19 to be exact. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up again. Y'all like the information, be sure to share with friends and family. You can find me on Facebook as well as Instagram at our Talk Times of the America, or our Talk Times of America. And if you need to spell that, just go on my blog talk and you can find it there. Also at L. Rock Smith Bay. You can type that in and you can find me Instagram and Facebook platforms. And yeah, let them know where they can find you at too, man.
Yo, you can find me on most social media, Instagram. Yeah, that's Instagram, Tumblr, the other ones at IntelocGent, IntelocGent. And on Facebook is Gavin Pollard, Gavin Pollard, Pollard.
Right. Yeah, man, be sure to follow him. Got some good information. Always dropping something on you may not have known, or he might just refresh your memory on some things.
Gotta keep y'all in the loop.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, and with that being said, go ahead and end the show as usual by saying, your identity is your most valuable possession, and without it, you are no one. Wanishi.